With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Israel launches a new military campaign in central Gaza.
Witnesses say there's been intense bombardment in eastern Deir al-Balah and the urban refugee camps of central Gaza, where the Israeli military says it's hitting Hamas targets. Tanks have also rolled back into Al-Burj refugee camp, an area from which Israeli ground forces previously withdrew. The new Israeli operation began as Qatari, Egyptian and American mediators were set to meet in Doha to try to advance a new ceasefire and hostage release deal.
Also at SRNnews.com, Texas Congressman Michael McCaul threatens to issue a subpoena to force former White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki to testify before Congress about President Biden's withdrawal of U.S. troops from Afghanistan in 2021.
McCaul chairs the House Foreign Affairs Committee. He sent a letter to Psaki's attorney dated Wednesday, noting she did not respond to earlier requests to testify before the committee, calling it, quote, an affront to this committee and the U.S. House of Representatives. In the letter, McCaul drew references to a recent book called Say More that Psaki published about her time working for President Biden. He says, quote, Ms. Psaki is a private citizen who has published her insight into the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan for public consumption and personal profit. Ms. Psaki's duty to appear before Congress is manifest, and her former employees' desire to avoid congressional oversight is not relevant. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
A group of OpenAI's current and former workers want whistleblower protection.
An open letter asks tech companies to establish stronger whistleblower protections that would enable researchers to raise concerns about the development of high-performing AI systems internally and with the public without fear of retaliation. Former OpenAI engineer Daniel Ziegler, one of the organizers behind the open letter, says the development of more powerful AI systems is, quote, moving fast, and there are a lot of strong incentives to barrel ahead without adequate caution.
Correspondent Jeremy House, this is SRN News. A federal appeals court hears arguments over the firing of a pro-life flight attendant.
At the heart of the arguments was whether a flight attendant was fired for her religious beliefs or for her improper conduct when she sent graphic pro-life material and disparaging messages to a union leader. Southwest Airlines and the union are seeking to reverse an $800,000 reward to the Christian woman. The case also involves an earlier judge's contempt order requiring three of the airline's attorneys to undergo religious liberty training. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
Pakistani police say a Christian man accused of blasphemy and attacked by a mob has died of his injuries. More than 100 Muslims were arrested last month, charged under anti-terrorism laws for assaulting a Christian father and son over allegations they desecrated pages of the Quran. Police say the 72-year-old man died this week despite two surgeries. This is SRN News. New York's governor delays a plan that would charge tolls for Manhattan drivers.
In a Wednesday video message, Governor Kathy Hochul, who controls the MTA, says the plan to charge motorists big tolls to enter the core of Manhattan comes at too high a price for working New Yorkers.
Implementing the planned congestion pricing system risks too many unintended consequences.
The program was going to charge $15 to enter Manhattan anywhere below 60th Street. It was set to start at the end of the month.
We need to make sure our solutions work for everyone, especially those who are struggling to make ends meet.
Hochul says funding was already set aside for the MTA's capital plan, and they are exploring other sources. Julie Walker, New York.
Dollar Tree may sell Family Dollar. The Family Dollar chain announced plans to close more than 900 of its 8,000 stores last year. More details at srnnews.com.